Blog Talk Radio.
Give it all, so it's only you left. Work while it takes away.
We gonna talk to them about land and everything. Next thing you know, we buying it. And they thought they were selling it to a pale face. Keep us stopping. We pale face. You ever seen the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, thank you. That was for the shirt, man. All right, so anyway, we here tonight, and boy. I know that we have felt it this week with that heat. We were working one day up to noon, and literally, when I tell you we were soaked from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, you go look at them videos, man, it looked like we literally urinated on ourselves. Next day came, man, we had to cut it off an hour early. Because, it stuff starts draining, no matter how much electrolytes, no matter how much water you drain, that's just stuff that it ain't right. It's ungodly. I'm going to keep serving Jesus because ain't no way in hell I won't go to hell. Because that's hot. I know hell is a hell of a lot hotter. And that's another thing. Listen, we are here because to serve the Messiah out of love. We don't serve him because we're scared to go to hell. Because when we were the heathens, we weren't scared to go to hell. And we were on our way to hell. No, we met somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And since we have met somebody, we're glad to be here.
Yeah.
But man, and then of course today is prep day. And we went to about 8:30. As I said, that's it. Well, cut it off. How in the world is going to say is what, 97, 98 degrees, but the heat index is a 111. 111. Remember, y'all put this in y'all go bags, all right? If you don't have nothing else in your go bag, always get you a nice piece of 6 mil plastic. 6 mil plastic. You want to get you a nice little piece about this big. A 6 mil plastic. Now, no reason why. Because if you're ever out in the wilderness and you can't find a spring and you need some water, you dig a hole. Hopefully you got a little canteen with yourself too, right? You dig a hole in the ground. All right? And you put that canteen in that hole. And you take that plastic and put it over top. Make sure you put rocks around the plastic. Are you following me? So that it'll hold in place over top of the canteen. And then you take a rock that's heavy enough to make the plastic dip a little bit. The condensation from that sun will actually fill up that canteen for you in about 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
See what y'all can learn from a veteran?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wow.
Didn't know that, huh? Mm-hmm. Y'all seen that video where I took a Fresnel lens in the middle of the winter with snow on the ground, just a lens, and put it up towards the sun and start a fire with it? It's all on YouTube. I said, where the sun at? The sun wasn't bright, nothing at all. Y'all think I'm kidding, don't you? So y'all will learn to believe me, no matter how outlandish stuff sounds, right? It sounds like it's hard to believe, right? But you ain't no choice but to believe it. If you go back in archives, y'all will see there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff in there. Hunting, fishing, training, weapons, all kinds of stuff. Just everything. Of course, we talk about everything, though, right? We talk about in and out everything. Let me tell y'all something. All of y'all, it's good to have y'all here tonight. So, Mike the drummer, bless you. Glad that you're here. Bless your man on y'all. Shabbat Shalom. Pastor Muirish, straightway Goshen, Indiana. Blessings, family. Bless your pastor and all of straightway Goshen. And that was the Hebrew. He sent me 3 shirts. And they got different things on it. So I thought I'd sport this one tonight. And where I like the little Fred Flintstone type logos. You know what I mean? Looks pretty good. Don't that guy Michael Brown look like Captain Kangaroo? Did y'all see the cartoon of Captain Kangaroo? You know who Captain Kangaroo? That was waiting for y'all back. Y'all good with it?
I did.
You see the cartoon of it? It looked just like Captain Kangaroo, though. Hallelujah. But next week, be the Father's will. Hopefully, it's more like this product. It feels like it's going to burst out there. It's so hot. It literally feels like it's going to burst out there. And we hope that it does, because it needs to cool off some. It needs to cool off some. Yavon, Pastor, I know that Satan can give accurate prophecies. How do I distinguish between a prophecy being of Yah or of Satan? Well, it depends on what prophecies you're talking about. There ain't no prophecies that Satan put in the book. Are you talking about somebody like in the Christian world that proper line, so-called prophesying over you? I mean, I need a little bit more clarity there. You know what I mean? That's a very ambiguous question, man. You got to be a little bit, there's too much, listen, be more concrete so we can actually try to answer, because whenever y'all make statements like that, somebody else may have the same question and they want the answer as well. Hallelujah. Now, I made a video. I'll see the video I did earlier. Old Donald Trump. Did y'all see the end of it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I talk about all the books. I got a lot of books in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of books. If you look at my house, you go to any room, you'll see books everywhere. And for the most part, I average reading about maybe 3 pages out of each of them.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mostly just look for information. I have people always ask me, one of the first questions that Elder Kabir asked me was, how many times you read the Bible? The whole Bible, I said, not once. You know, some people will get started Genesis and read the whole Bible. Elder Kabir, how many times you read the Bible? I think he said 3 or 4 times. And I never have ever read the whole entire Bible. There are probably many, many passages in the scriptures I've never even read before in my life. Somebody said, what? Yeah, for real. So if some of you have done chalked up an accomplishment like reading the Bible 7 times, where does that put you at in your life so far?
Come on, we. There you go.
Kabir said he's read the Bible 8 times. And he had learned nothing about it until he met the man of Yah. You know why?
Come on.
All right. So y'all know I'm going to quote Jeremiah 3:15, right?
Yes, sir.
And I will give you shepherds, pastor, according to
Yah.
He said, my heart. My heart. The old Ruben said he ain't never read the whole thing either. And watch this. And they shall feed you with what?
Knowledge.
All right, so you got all these books in there. That's a lot of knowledge in it.
Yes, sir.
Is there not a lot of books in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? You had to read a lot of books when you went to school.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Let's just say if you wanted to be a nurse, you got a lot of studying to do.
Oh, yeah.
When you graduate, you have a lot of knowledge. But what you don't have is understanding. You have knowledge about the job, but you have no understanding in how to perform the job.
Come on. That's good. Good word,
sir. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And my job is a shepherd, and that's how you know if I'm a true shepherd.
Come on.
Are you following me? Because not only do I have knowledge, but I have understanding.
Yes.
So when I speak, the stuff automatically just start opening up in your mind, but that's the Holy Spirit doing that. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
There's a unity that's going on in here.
Yes.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So what good is it to, like we talk about building all the time. I've been talking about building forever and a day. What good is it for you to sit here and do, I built this house, my brother, when I didn't have no understanding. Had very little knowledge, but had a will. You understand what I mean? So what good is it for you? Now I want you to, you need to read the books. You need, because the book tells you to study, don't it?
Yes, sir.
What's the purpose of studying? So you can get full of knowledge.
Come on.
What do you need that knowledge for? So when somebody comes with understanding, they can confirm the knowledge
yeah.
you've already had by reading it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with
knowledge
and
understanding.
Now, don't the Proverbs say that understanding is a well spring of life?
Yeah. Wow.
So when you go read the books, and then you finally get out there on the building site, you have knowledge. It starts to make sense when some man guides you.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
You can read a building book all you want, and you ain't going to be worth a damn when it comes to building.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So I'll get people, then I'll say, hey, you got these books? Oh, yeah, I got the books. Okay. So what is always a couple, a company, what always accompanies knowledge? Yes. It's the same, one and the same. You know when you have true knowledge, when you have the understanding, because the understanding will always bring about right action.
Wow.
If you got all this knowledge and yet you have no action, you don't have no knowledge.
Yes, sir.
That's what a lot of people want to do when they preach. They want to go and read, and they want to tell you everything and preach to you what the book said, but they ain't living nothing.
Yes, sir.
You see, that's the reason why their words fall to the ground.
Yes.
It don't mean nothing because there's nothing to back it up.
Yes, sir.
So if you're building, and I tell you, get these books right here, read these books. Read it just don't mean it, just read it and then you're done with it.
Yeah.
That also means study.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And then when you go to apply it,
come on.
Now you're becoming a doer.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
But if you have knowledge and your knowledge does not lead you to do,
come on.
Then what kind of man are you?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus said, would you consider to build a house? You're going to build one.
Yes.
But then you don't have sufficient to finish the house.
Come on.
We're not all the people that are sitting up there, sitting by and saying, look, this man, he started to build.
Yeah.
But he didn't have enough resources to finish.
Come on.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
So what good is knowledge without understanding? And what good is understanding without right action? You got to have action in both of it.
Yep.
All of it.
Wow.
This is how I do when I'm making videos. See, when I'm making videos, a lot of times people don't even know I'm quoting the Bible. But all I'm doing is I'm doing like Jesus do. I'm putting it in a parable. I'm not quoting you and telling you chapter and verse. I'm just speaking it to you like everyday lingo.
Yes.
And people don't understand. Why is it that I keep coming back to listen to this man? He's rough. It makes no sense. You understand what I mean? But man, there's something about it. It's the word.
There you go. Yeah.
It ain't my word. It's his word.
Yeah, come on, Cap.
But it's his word that is applied right.
Come on.
Why? I'm a pastor.
Yes.
My job is to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Now, understanding is a wellspring of life. It brings life, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't they give you right life when you start to apply what you learn?
Yep. Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
So what good is it to have a bunch of knowledge and have no understanding?
True.
Or what good is it for you to have every damn building book on the shelf and you still ain't been out and did a damn thing? What good is it to have the book and you ain't read it, but it's on the shelf?
Yes.
Come on. No, come on. Y'all talk to me now.
You in?
I'm asking for answers. You can tell, when you look at my life, I have knowledge and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Because someone with understanding, they can explain to you what the book says.
That's right.
They can show you what the book says. That's like, I'm not going to ever take no counsel from someone anywhere in this world that is not in biblical marriage. I'd be a fool. How am I going to take counsel from someone that's in a monogamous relationship? All they can give me is dollars.
Wow.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
That's all they can do is give me knowledge. They can't give me no understanding.
Yeah.
You've got to live the lifestyle before you can give understanding.
Ooh.
Do I have to keep on plowing here tonight?
You're in the house.
Go ahead. Y'all want to eat? But do I have to eat? You see what I mean? If I got somebody out here that maybe they could be married 30 years, 40 years. Mother Carolyn and I have been married 40 years. Mom Nellie and I have been married 10. Summer and I have been married, oh, man, we're going on 5 years already. Four years. That's a lot of marriage. Dad Dow and Mama Dow was married 60 years. That's a lot of marriage, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, Dad Dow and Mama Dow, they live a traditional marriage lifestyle and biblical marriage lifestyle, because both are talking about it. I live a biblical marriage lifestyle in all of it.
Yes, sir.
Monogamy and polygamy. Think about it. But you can go to school and get letters, knowledge. You can be married, monogamous, but you can't go and come and talk to somebody like me that's in a polygynous family. You can't do it because you have no understanding. Because you don't live it. You don't understand the dynamics of it. It's one thing to tell people what spears they got, what they need to do, but live it first so you can understand the dynamic of it. Then you will have greater wisdom than anybody else. Still come out? And that's like a lot of people, they want to go out here and give people a bunch of knowledge, but they don't even apply the knowledge that they even have themselves. All they are is sounding brass and tinkling cymbals.
Generation.
I didn't even know we were going there. Mr. J for the Elohim, thank you, Pastor Dow, for every word that y'all put in your heart to share with us. They watch and wait. The message you delivered the other day about the wickedness of a woman and bending the daughter's neck hit home, the house of painful truth.
Yeah.
Now, why can I talk like that?
Come on.
Got knowledge and understanding.
Yes, sir.
You see, the way that this society and this world, we're all going this way, but the way this society and world, we all have to understand something. And before, can I get through with the announcement? So remember what I'm talking about, okay? Society and world. All right? All right? And that video. All right? But anyway, first of all, let's go ahead and let's say that's trumpets. Tabernacle starts Thursday night, right? All right, so let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go Tuesday. All right. So everybody who's planning on coming to the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot, you can start rolling in here on the world's Tuesday, the 26th. And then you are out of here Monday, the 9th. All right? So that's your perimeters, your left and your right perimeter, as far as when early as you can come and as late as you can stay. And the reason why we have to stay through the night, because when y'all leave, Straightway still has to get this land together. That makes sense?
Yes,
sir. So most people stay over for a little while to help with cleanup. A lot of people have to leave and get back to the worldly way of the world and get back to getting things done on the community and so forth and so on. Fair enough, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So write that down, son. 26th, September 2, Monday, October the 9th. Them are the perimeters, left and right, far as going. All right. We got it? Everybody got it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now, myself and Mom Nelly, we was riding down the road minding our own business. And going down that road, minding our own business, all of a sudden, you know, if you got a wife, you're going to have discussions, right? You're going to have discussions. And so we was having discussions. And we ended up over in Surah, the 42nd chapter. And it's a good chapter to be in. All right. And it's talking about daughters and fathers. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. All right? New Revised Standard Version. And, of course, most of y'all heard the video and you learned a lot from it. At least I can only hope that you learned a lot from it. Because we're trying to feed you with knowledge and
understanding.
I realized that we grew up in a culture where nobody talked about the importance of family and rearing people the right way.
True, Mom, sir.
True. That's why all of us experienced. We were in a natural family, now we're in a spiritual family, and now we're more intimate and more in love with our spiritual family than our natural family. Natural family is just like people walk around on the street. The only difference is you have familiarity with them. That's all it is. But you're not serving the same God, the same Elohim. You're not in the same family now. That which is born of flesh,
flesh.
That which is born of spirit, spirit. There's a difference. There is a literal difference. And we need to be fed with anything that Yah has for us that's going to help the Israelite families.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because we can see that religious people in this world, they don't care about us. It's like when I was talking about Dr. Michael Brown. You know how many years that these people have never, ever, ever said there are black Jews. There are all different types of Jews all over the world. They have the whole world believing they are the only ones as Jews. 100% total whitewash.
True.
Are you following? Everybody silent on it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know nothing about it because we too busy in Christianity buck dancing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Well, Zambo Coon,
mm-hmm.
Pookie Ray Ray,
yeah.
Song and the Dance,
yep.
Hit that Hammond B5, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we knew.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church to shout.
Ooh.
So much oppression through the week, they had to shout it all out.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And then all of a sudden, it became important when Yah said, like he said he was going to do in the last days. He's going to remove the veil from our eyes.
Hallelujah.
He's going to wake us up out of slumber.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to let us know exactly who we are, and then he's going to open up our understanding so you can see that we are the people of the book.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now all of a sudden, where it was mute and silent for centuries, now all of a sudden we got to try to appease everybody. Oh, yeah. Where were you at? See what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the hypocrisy is real. And I tell people all the time, when I talk about stuff like this, my motivation is different than anybody else. When I talk about stuff like this, it's always for the sake of honoring the truth.
Yes,
these people talk about it because now it's convenient to talk about because it was been suppressed the whole time. Not that they had the spirit of truth in them. The spirit of truth in them, they didn't have the spirit of truth in them to actually get up and talk about it. That's why I hit certain things. I told you, like I said in that video with Mom Nell, I'm going to give everybody a chance to go to hell.
Yep.
I'm going to see, you say you love that Bible, we're going to test that boat. We're going to see how much you love. I said, man, as soon as you hear the real word, you don't never think your heart's going to be tried. Yah tests and tries all his people.
Yeah.
Yah chastens his people.
Yeah.
Y'all scourges.
No, I don't know. You never hurt my feelings.
Boy, that was a strong delusion right there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But we all have got to start first by admitting we've been reared wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We have not been trained up in the way that we should go.
True, sir.
We have to admit that.
True.
That's called repentance.
Oh, yes, yes.
How are you going to be able to walk in the newness of life without any repentance?
Come on.
How are you going to be able to restore everything if you're not going to know what the book says about the restoration?
Come on.
And what needs to be restored?
Yes, sir.
Where is that picture at, man?
Oh, boy, I don't know if I got on there.
Where that thing at? Oh, boy.
Let's see if I got on the desktop. Look at this. I'm going to show y'all the decline of society that you can't miss, okay? At least I hope I can. Oh, mercy. Here it is right here. All y'all stand up for a second. Come look at this. Look at this. Here is the women in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Here go your modern day woman.
Wow.
Wow. Is that not disgusting?
Yes,
sir. See the decline?
Yep. Yeah.
Classic, elegant,
mm-hmm.
chivalry, covered. Yep. Look at this. Look at this abomination. They look like they're ready for Valhalla, don't they?
Oh, damn.
Bunch of damn Vikings. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
See, that's a pure sign of the decline.
Yes, sir.
Yep, now, don't the book talk about nakedness being ashamed?
Yes.
Where's their shame at?
Come on.
These people proud. They're too proud to be shamed.
Glory in that.
And I'll post it up on Patreon so y'all can see that picture. Not that you really want to see it. It ain't really nothing to look at all. So we was having a discussion because Mama Nelly brought up this story. And I go, oh boy, hold on, we're going to do a video on this, see what the Most High takes. Ain't no only person that ever got upset over stuff like that, as his old saying goes, if the shoe fit, wear it. Women in America, saved or unsaved, you have to realize Satan he has sold you a bill of goods. You are the main reason for the destruction of the family. Because slave master emasculated the man.
Come on.
He shamed the man. He embarrassed the man. Then he raped you. Sodomized the man, raped you, in order to emasculate the man and get you to trust in massa.
Wow.
So you'll never, ever, ever have any trust or security.
Come on.
All power has been taken from us.
Come on, sir.
True. Can't read, can't write, don't own nothing. All you are is just, you're designated for change and that's it. And not only did slavery last well up until the 19th or the 20th century, but what's even more the problem of today is that many of you are still psychologically affected because of the ramifications of slavery. Because of the experience, psychological up here. There's some serious scars on you. There are certain behavior patterns that are now embedded in you.
Wow, pain.
And you don't know how to overcome. Now you look at me, I don't overcome every single damn one of them. And that's why I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Not only you, everyone who has the ears to hear.
Yes, sir.
But if you can't honor the truth, then you can't honor Yah.
Come on. Yeah.
True. Now, the book says, over in Sirach 42, verse 9, a daughter is a secret anxiety to her father.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
And you know what's even worse?
Come on.
Is when you have a wife that's paired with the daughter in her foolishness.
That's it.
To undermine the authority of the man. And I might add, most of you women will never, you'll go to your grave and risk going to hell before you even repent of it.
Wow.
You are supposed to have reared your daughter and raised your daughter to have a reverence and a godly fear of her father.
Hallelujah.
100% total facts. That's what you should have been doing. You should have taught your daughter how to reverence her father, so that when it's time for her to get married, she'll know how to reverence her husband.
Hallelujah.
But you can't do that if you don't have any reverence for your husband yourself.
Come on.
Woo! I'm going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. And these curses got to be broken.
Yeah.
It's literally got to be broken. And so every time, remember I told that story about this woman? Well, she was 15 years old, got pregnant. I'm not going to have no grandchildren at 15 years old by my daughter. So she marches her down to the clinic to get her some birth control pills. Mind you, and don't tell your daddy about it. That is a witch from hell.
Yeah.
Amen. She is not even wife material.
That's true.
She is a demon from hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
No, for real.
Yes, sir.
That is that man's daughter. In case you women didn't know, you are man's property.
Come on, more.
True.
Come on.
So I ain't home by nobody till you get on job.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I don't want to hear none of this mess. Yeah, keep me talking. Come on. So. This wife said that she loves her husband, obeys her husband. She undermines him by going out here and putting his daughter on birth control pills rather than saying, listen here, rather than being a good mother.
Come on.
It's kind of hard to teach the daughter how to be a good mother when you wasn't one yourself.
Come on.
Your mama didn't teach you, so you can't teach your daughter. How can you expect more out of your daughter than you were capable of producing yourself?
Wow, sir.
You would think that fathers and mothers today would want it a hell of a lot better for their children. But you always got somebody that wants to break the damn order of everything. I say a lot of stuff to my household. I know it, like I said, I know it pees them off and irritate them, but they better not speak too damn loud.
Come on.
You kick it against authority structure.
Come on.
Who set that up?
Yeah. Come on.
Y'all did by divine fiat, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they know they have a Yah-fearing man.
Yes, hallelujah.
Did not Yahweh say to Aaron and Miriam, now wait a minute. I reared and raised up my servant Moses.
Yes,
and you were not afraid?
Right.
To speak against him?
Against him.
I'm the one put him in place.
Come on.
This is my order.
Yeah.
Mm. Now they got arrogant.
Mm.
So like this woman over here, she goes behind the man's back just so she wouldn't be embarrassed by having a teenage daughter being pregnant. Mm. And this man, when he comes home every day, he sees a deceptive smile. The mama and the daughter is in cahoots, confederate against him.
Damn.
He can't even rule his own house because he don't even know what the hell is going on in his house.
Damn. Come on.
That's why the book says, you get a woman and she doesn't go as you would have her to go, you put her away from you. And I'm telling y'all, you better believe what the book says.
Because
all you're going to do is experience heartache, trouble, and problems.
Yeah,
you got somebody going to line up and do what the book says,
get
rid of them and get something. I promise you, there are plenty of Israelite daughter of Zion that will be more than happy to be in her place.
Yes, sir.
And thank the Father for it, too.
Yes, sir.
We're counting it as an opportunity of a lifetime. Oh, you don't want to submit? I'll submit.
Come on, Shelby.
See, Where else do you hear this kind of talk?
Indeed.
Nowadays.
Indeed.
You don't hear this kind of talk nowadays.
No, sir.
You know why? Because there ain't many fathers.
Come on.
Yeah, true. Yeah. When I'm talking like this, I'm helping both male and female.
True.
You know what I mean? Man and woman.
True.
Yes, sir.
The Warriors, thank you for the offer, my brother. Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you straightway. And I guarantee she or her daughter would never, ever, ever tell that man that they did that to his daughter. See, if it, the counsel should have been, look here, I better not ever hear about you opening up your leg.
That's it.
And you making yourself common.
That's it. Come on, sir. That's the solution.
You better be a virgin when you get married.
That's the solution. Come on, sir.
If you don't, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
And even at that, shame my house and go out here and be promiscuous.
Come on.
And I get wind of it.
Come on.
And you going out here and you literally bought dishonor upon my house and decide to sow your oats and go out here and sleep with some damn man without my approval, without going the biblical way about it. I know how to get your ass out.
If there's
nothing to do, they're afraid of, because a real man will put your ass out. And your mama too.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. All this foolishness has got to stop. So if we don't live it today, I'll feed you with knowledge
and understanding.
Understand. Where's it going to come from? Who's it going to come from?
Come on.
It can't come from our fathers and mothers.
No.
It can't come from the generation. Look at the generation we're surrounded by.
Yeah.
You think they're trying to get to the kingdom?
No.
They don't give a shit about them. You think a woman's trying to get to the kingdom? Hell no. She's trying to get to the kingdom her way. She'll even lie to Yah to get to the kingdom. She will put herself before Yahweh to get to the kingdom. She'll put herself before you to get to the kingdom.
True.
Because it's in them.
Yep.
Y'all hear Mama Nelly?
Yeah,
Mama Nelly leave no room for
her. Yeah,
I mean, she's a woman's worst enemy.
Yeah.
The worst enemy.
Best friend. Yep.
Man, you don't know. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Here's the game right here.
Hallelujah.
Y'all should be praying for Mama Nelly.
Hallelujah.
That's what y'all should be doing. Because ain't too many women going to talk like that and tell the truth. They got a code.
Yeah.
That's understood commonly amongst them that they don't, I'm serious. A daughter is a secret anxiety to a father, and worry over her robs him of sleep when she is young for fear she may not marry. Isn't that crazy? For fear she may be disliked. Read verse 10. Hold on. Judah Quest, peace and blessings. Ringo TV speaks highly of you. I love the work you're doing. Glory to the King, my brother, but hey, give glory to Yah, man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank the Father for it. Thank you for the honor. Alright, verse 10.
While a virgin, for fear she may be seduced and become pregnant in her father's house, or having a husband for fear she may go astray, or though married for fear she may be barren.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
And again, watch this. So, if she's a virgin, what is it?
For fear she may be seduced.
You hear that? Somebody may seduce her.
And she becomes pregnant.
Try to get in the pants, get pregnant, get in her
pants. Yeah. Sad thing, boy.
To get between a skirt. And she becomes pregnant, that's one fear. That's why you don't let her out of your sight.
Hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
You don't let a daughter out of your sight as long as she's in your house.
Yes, sir.
Out of your sight meaning you or your Ishai.
Yes, sir.
Because they're your sight and ears as well. And they should love your daughter and their daughter, at least they claim it, enough to be able to fulfill your will in them.
Yes, sir.
But for the majority of the time, Americanized women want to fulfill their will in the sisters, in their daughters. Some of them want to be best friends with them. I don't give two niggas worth of rat's ass if I tell you, no, I don't want you to do this. I mean, I don't want you to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then the mama comes right behind you and undermine every damn thing you say.
Yep.
Try to knock your kneecaps right off from underneath you. And some of you men are married to women like this, even in this ministry. You married to an undermining, whore's mouth woman. Who presents herself as some type of pure virgin or pureness in her, but she got malice and overthrow in her heart. Can't submit to you. And what else?
Or having a husband for fear she
Or she has a husband for fear she may what?
Go astray.
She may go astray. You know how many women out here, man, this internet's sad. A woman's married and then she goes out and commits adultery. If a married woman lays with any man, regardless of the man's status, she commits adultery.
I mean, it's
written. And here's the big one.
Or go married for fear she may be barren.
You know, they don't never say that it's showing any fear that the man being barren. It's talking about the woman being barren. She married and can't even have a seat. Huh? You know, I have a lot of success in laying, y'all know this is over the years, right? I have a lot of success in laying hands on marriages where they've been married 5, 10, 15 years and can't conceive. And they come to me. I ask them a bunch of questions. See, this little stuff, first of all, everything that comes to you don't mean that you need to be praying for. I mean, if the book says, how spiritual are you if every damn time you turn around, you lay your hands on somebody for everything? All you're really doing is showing how much of a sinner you are. You hearing information, and you're a partaker of sin because you just as deceived as they are. The book clearly tells you, lay your hands suddenly on no man unless you be a partaker of their sin. And you have no doubt.
Understand.
You don't even understand. I'm just a man of y'all. Oh, I'm an elf. I'm a deacon. I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. Oh, they coming to me in your proud ass with your dumb ass. You hear everything. Oh, I won't lay hands. Man, if y'all watch me closely, when we up here during the feast or something like that, man, that car's going to, you go over there. You go over here and repent. You go over here and repent. Then you come back over here. You go do this. Y'all have never seen me do that. But then you don't want to, all up and just lay hands every damn way. No, hell no, not me. Keep myself on the spot. I know that the devil is always trying to hide in a veil of his flesh.
Yeah.
And he's looking for the conduit, the conductor, or the transfer of spirits.
Yes, sir.
No, hell no, I ain't going to do that. Good. I'm not going to, no.
That's good.
And right now, if I was opening up this phone line, we'll be here for a rest of the night taking testimony of all the people I've laid hands on, and they received not only one child, but two, three, or four. Couldn't happen.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, I was
going to
give you that power.
Yeah, he did.
Yes,
sir.
With power comes responsibility.
Yes, sir.
You just don't have unchained power to be going and loosing it and unleashing it out to every damn body. See, oh, come on. Again, feed you with knowledge.
Oh,
and
yes,
see,
sir.
Christianity done jacked y'all up.
Come on, sir.
Look, if you have died out to the world and its ways, you're supposed to die out to that religion of Christianity, too.
Yes, sir. I mean,
you got to learn that. You got to learn the ways of y'all all over again.
Yes,
there's not a damn thing you learned in Christianity that's associated with y'all. So you don't come over here with your religious ass spirits. And we have to suffer you.
Come on, sir. Come on, man. Come on.
See the reason why I'm hating?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see the reason why I'm hating?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Truth always is free.
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all listening tonight. And especially y'all preachers, y'all pastors, y'all elders, y'all really need to be listening. So that you can see somebody else with the same knowledge and understanding, because I can't be in every damn place at one time. But y'all got you there.
Come on, Chuck.
They'll take care of these people there.
Yeah.
I got, now I even see them more so when Jesus would say over and over again, how long must I suffer you? How long am I going to put up with you? Bring them here. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Well, Pastor Dolly, if you just was a little bit more, you mean a little bit more feminine like them Christian pastors, you can forget that. Ain't happening. Can you imagine, would you think King David was like Benny Hinn?
Okay.
Or T.D. Jakes? He's a warrior now, but he's like T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
I can't see it. He was a warrior, but he was like Geno Jennings. I cannot see the prophet Samuel mimicking any of these people. It just ain't in our, it's not in our step, it's not our culture, man. It's not our cadence, it's not the way we live.
Come on.
Good to hear from you, Brazil. Maybe you can be a starter straightway over there. But isn't it crazy? And then people want to hate me for telling the truth. Or what this word says. But y'all hear it, though. Right? Fear that she's going to be barren. Will not even bear a man's children. And the Most High, y'all had mercy on many of y'all.
Hallelujah.
Showed you where your sin was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
Michelle. You had a sin. Most of you have sins covered. Huh?
Thank you.
Just like it says over in the book of Hebrews. And we forget to give y'all thanks. You should be thanking y'all all the time.
Yeah! Come on! Oh, yeah! Come on! Yeah!
So I said, I can feel the spirit in here.
Yeah.
You better believe you can feel the spirit in here. Well, two more.
Come on!
You
better
be feeling the spirit in here. Read on.
Verse 11.
Keep straight over a headstrong daughter.
Now wait, over what kind of?
Headstrong.
Could that fit some of y'all daughters' eyes? Some of y'all headstrong. Y'all still headstrong? Y'all still headstrong? God, you know you are. You have no control over your toes. Headstrong daughter. You know, one of the fruits of the spirit is self-control.
Yeah.
Headstrong daughter. Keep strict.
Keep strict watch.
Strict watch. Over a headstrong daughter. But you can't do that when you got a wife, a mother undermining you every damn thing you do. You say left, she go right.
Shit.
You say up, you say down.
Mm-hmm.
You rebuke her, reprove her, whoop her ass, and she's over there consoling you when you're working.
Shit.
We going to figure this out, baby. You're going to figure your ass out right out of the kingdom.
Yeah.
You're going to answer. Y'all going to answer for this. Y'all think that you can just do shit and then forget about it and it's going to go away.
Okay.
The only sin that can never be forgiven is the one that is never repented of.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
And some of you become so cold-hearted, callous, you can't even repent because you can't have it. You don't even remember it no more now. It's become a standard way of life.
Wow.
You end up being right in your own eyes.
Wow.
Y'all mean leave y'all alone?
Y'all
mean leave y'all alone? Y'all mean leave y'all alone out here? We can change the channel, man. We can talk about Dr. Michael Brown, man. That'll feed the conscience a little bit more. That'll give you an out. That would definitely give you an out. Note the book says the goodness of Yah that leads you to repent.
Yes, yes.
If you don't come and hear something to repent, well, how the hell can you get right?
Come on.
Come on. David said, search me,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and know my heart today. Try me, oh Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free.
Glory to the King. Who is asking for Yah to search me? You be the one putting the spotlight on me. You be the one to try. You.
Show
up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing between you and I.
Come on.
Oh, you know every thought. To give me an opportunity to repent of that to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a beautiful song, man.
Yes.
David wrote that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We just put music to it.
Yes.
But David wrote it in them songs.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Hey, you ain't even asking to search. Hey, when he gonna search you by, he said, y'all chose by the foolishness of preaching.
Yes, sir.
To save them that believe. Well, damn, Pastor, we already repented. That just got you in the kingdom. You repented for being in exile and separated from Yah, but now it's time to, you got the cleansing process.
Come on,
just because you buy a house and you live in a house, do you only clean it one time?
No.
Woo-hoo, man. I'm going to feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Come on.
I would hate to see how your house looked if you haven't never cleaned your house.
Come on.
You've been so-called saved 5 years, but you ain't never been clean. You may say 10 years, but you ain't never clean.
Come on, sir.
You never done an internal clean.
Come on, sir.
You never did a deep clean. Huh? You ain't never washed nothing. You put no water to nothing.
Come on.
Huh? You ain't never been clean. I would hate to see what kind of house that is. All you do is throw fresh paint on it every 5 years on the outside, but on the inside.
Jesus!
Jesus! Come on.
Eating in the wall.
Come on.
Come on.
And the only thing this preacher's trying to do is help save your soul.
Right? Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Hallelujah.
That's all. I'm going to be out here all next week sweating from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. But this is what I've been called to do.
Yes.
Y'all had called me because couldn't find nobody else better.
Mm.
Come on. You know, one day y'all won't thank y'all for me, though. One day y'all.
Yeah.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
And but really, you're going to thank the Father that he sent somebody.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, T, check this out. Guess who's trying to contact us? Tim Cheeks. Now, we talking about 25-plus. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We got a lot of people. We was just talking about that early day. We got a lot of people that from 25, 20, 15, 10 years, they're all trying to make a full circle, come back, come around and want to talk to us now. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here laboring in this vineyard all this time. Believe what the book says because it's right.
Yes, sir.
True. Where we at?
Verse 11.
Read.
Keep strict watch over a headstrong daughter, or she may make you a laughingstock to your enemy.
You know what that means, right? You know, some that type of man of y'all you are. Now, look at your daughter.
Yeah.
We just had some of her too. So your loose dollar.
Ooh.
That's what you breeding, that's what you bringing. That's why I'm telling y'all mothers, a daughter's going to turn out the way that you put in her.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. You're not going to be able to save all of them. That's why I tell y'all men, have enough of them, you may be able to save some.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep.
I said have enough of them, you may be able to save. How many Israelites does y'all have?
Yes, sir.
And how many are going to be saved?
Yes,
you.
Sir.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Y'all think because everybody, not everyone that says that Israel is Israel. See, that's the deception is y'all thinking it because we all think we Israel. No, we not. You have a big family. Some may be saved to be able to carry on the legacy and the seed of a righteous man.
Hallelujah.
Instead of having women in competition with their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Watch it. Be careful. Hold on now. Oh. You better watch yourself. Try to manipulate. If you, a woman, if you even in the slightest way try to manipulate and control your husband, you do it to Messiah.
Oh.
I ain't no need to try speaking tongues right now. They ain't even tongues.
Oh,
it's just a fact. I'm trying to help put over all on straight street.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. If I'm talking about this woman, the rebuke first comes to you as a man because you've been inadequate.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Well, we ain't had nobody to teach you. Now you can sit down and shut up.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I mean, yeah. Learn the first principles and the first oracles of the Most High Yah.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
All we trying to do is, I told y'all, I tell every single family when they start marriage, I say, listen, I'm glad y'all coming together. I'm glad it's going to be a union, and I know y'all going to do things the right way. So let's run down 1 Corinthians 11, and watch this. When you have seed, son, you better raise them up in the fear of Yah. Because what good is it to sit so-called love them in this life but hate them for eternity by giving them a one-way ticket to hell?
Wow.
Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
Anything wrong? You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to keep focus right where it needs to be. What good is it for you to be a man and you have many children but all of them are unprofitable?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pookie and Ray Ray having many children, all of them are unprofitable.
Yeah.
We supposed to have profitable children.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, being in this ministry, if you don't know how to pick them by now, and you don't, and you never will, that's why you have to depend on somebody else to pick them.
Oh.
And a wise son and daughter would say, yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. My soul. He says yes.
Come on.
Yes. Yah. Speak to me. Yes, Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes. Y'all, talk to me.
Come on.
Yes, y'all.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Come on.
I'm weak.
Come on.
Speak to me.
Come on.
Yeah. Need you.
Yeah. Come on.
Ah!
Come on.
I need you. So I said, what pastor doing? with me what I'm doing. That's what we go damn prayer calling.
Yes.
Come on, sir. Sometimes when I'm talking to y'all, personally, I ain't got words. I just have to, I didn't even know I was doing it until I read one day in the scripture.
Yeah.
Quit growing. Come on. We need to talk about concrete, devil.
Yeah.
Sometimes words are literally inadequate. The words are literally inadequate. You can't even express sometimes the anguish of spirit.
Oh.
That is true.
Yeah.
And the pain that causes separation, and you have got to be close.
Oh.
And you can only get as close to him as much strength of voice that you have.
Oh.
Because there's a connection there.
Yeah.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
You
want a house.
No.
You want a house.
And never mind. Father knows we're laboring in this vineyard, don't we? I want everybody to work on humility. No, it has to be literally worked on. Work on humility. I mean, be humble. And learn how to answer why. If you're trying to go around and pattern your life after the way I've talked, you're going to miss the mark.
Come on, sir.
You ain't been called.
Come on, sir.
To lead, preach, and teach.
Oh,
I have a totally different dynamic.
Thank you,
Jesus. Don't sit up there and look at me and say, well, this is the type of man I'm supposed to be. You're supposed to be the type of man in righteousness.
Come on, sir.
Love and enjoy.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you ain't been qualified.
Come on.
Or certified to preach and teach like me. That's an anointing that comes from above.
Yeah,
it don't come from me.
Oh, hallelujah.
It comes from him.
Yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
So don't sit up there and look at me as a preacher and say, that's how I need. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Come on.
Not if you want a life of heartache and pain.
Absolutely.
Lamenting. Over Israel. Constantly.
Come on, sir.
Wow. Anybody learn anything?
Yes, sir. Understand.
Yes, sir.
Your focus, listen, man, your focus can never, ever be off God.
No, sir.
Come on.
No.
Even if y'all brings and it shine your life, your focus still, you can't never leave your first love.
Oh! Oh! All right.
Oh. Because that woman is designed in this world today to get you to leave your first love and put your love in allegiance to her.
Oh, the weakness
of this damn mindset of this wicked-ass world.
Yep.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all better hear me, Israel.
Yes,
I tell you what, man. You know, y'all go ahead and cut the broadcast already tonight. This may be too heavy for a lot of folks.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All right, son, come on. Where we at?
Here, verse 11.
Verse 11.
Hey, by word in the city and the assembly of the people. And put you to shame.
And by word, meaning they're always going to be talking about you. And they're going to put you to shame before a multitude. Well, some kind of man of y'all, you here, look at your household. Remember when I saw that video, you got a daughter, you better put your hand behind on the back of her neck.
Yes, sir.
And bend it straight.
Yeah.
Well, my ass.
Pass down. I just don't think we make it to the kingdom with your potty mouth. I think
you think I got a potty mouth. You need to go listen to Samuel again. You need to go look at the prophets. Really good. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I guarantee you one thing. I'll get to the kingdom before you do.
Hallelujah. You're going to be pleasantly surprised when you get to the kingdom. Most of you, the kingdom won't even be the kingdom once you see me there.
Ooh.
What you going to do then?
Ooh.
Yeah, I am in the kingdom.
Hey, glad you made it. What? He made it.
Y'all did choose the foolishness of foolish things of the world confound the wise. It's crazy. It's beyond all reason. We said, look at this damn American society's got clean mouths and filthy lives.
Oh,
come on, Seth. Read on.
See that there is no lattice in her room.
In other words, there ain't nothing. You know what that's a metaphor of saying? You know, lattice is when they put them things up and you can crawl up it. She's outside.
Hello, yeah.
They don't do that today. They use them bat wing eyelids and shit. Tell you where I live. Yeah, while my mom and dad's gonna sleep, we got lattice up to my one. I told him I wanted to grow plants.
Good.
All you gotta do is climb up and you get into my room.
Yeah.
And then do what? Defile your father's house.
Jeez. Come on, sir.
Dishonor your father.
Yeah.
And your mother. That's why your days ain't gonna be long before this.
Wow.
What verse you in?
In the verse of that.
Come on.
No spot that overlooks the approaches to the house.
Verse 1.
Do not let her parade her beauty before any man.
Look, behold not everybody's beauty and sit not in the midst of women. It's got a different translation, but just follow along. All right, read verse 12 again.
Do not let her parade her beauty.
Parade her beauty before what?
Before any man.
In other words, it's Bella.
Yes. Covering.
Man, I got a young daughter, Giselle, right? I watch over her meticulously. I tell her the way she's going to dress on Sabbath, the how she's going to carry herself. I do. Because, I mean, I've only known Giselle personally myself just for a short period of time. And that short period of time, she become a woman real fast. Are you following me? She don't know how to look over herself. Mama, she don't know what the hell she doing. God trust me, the father. No, this is how you're going to carry yourself. This is how you're going to do. And don't let me see any damn thing else other than that. Light your ass out here like this and see what happens. You know what she always says? Thank you. Always. Daughter, I'm trying to keep you young in heart, young in mind, young in spirit as long as I can. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't never, anybody ever been in the hood before?
Right.
Y'all been in the hood, man? Come on, man. I remember in my day, man, there was a couple of girls walking around the hood, man. They were no more 12, 13 years old. They had 18, 19, 20-year-old bodies, but they were disgusting. Hey.
Yep.
And I had two or three of them hood rats, they would approach me. I never would. I never would with them. Because I know. I already heard the stories about these other men that were giving it up to it. They look good, too. Oh, they look good. I'm like, I'm not, hell no, And even back then, I ain't never dropping the Holy Spirit, boy. My flesh was saying, you better go ahead and knock them boots. You better knock them boots out of that one, boy, to get a leg to the line. But I was still like, he done had you, he done had you. You want me to come behind? Hell no, I ain't doing that. There's no way in hell. Coming by you for sloppy seconds, third, fourth, and fifth. And sixth. Hell no.
No, sir.
And I'm talking about some good looking, good shapely looking women. Young girls at the time.
Yes, sir.
Nope. Some of you say, I can't say that. I went in, got it in. I just, I can't lie. I'm sorry. George Washington chopped down the cherry tree. But I'm telling you about Pastor Dow. I didn't do it. No. No. And they were slinging up in front of me, too, because I was only one of the few growing up. I'm going to call it the hood, but we moved outside the hood into, we were still somewhere in between when it was okay then. I was one of the only ones that still had a vehicle. Mom and Dad Dow bought me a vehicle. They never did buy them under my younger brothers, no vehicle, but they bought me a vehicle. I'm going to drive around, had liberty and freedom. You know why? Never had to worry about me. I always honored my father. Dad Dow, you can see it. The glory of a father is his son.
Wow.
Any of y'all been around long enough to remember Dad Dow? None of y'all? You remember? Dad Dow always talked about me. Always. Did he not teach? Always talked. And when I talk about, always talked favorably about me. Always talked good about me. Always talked my son. Always.
That's true.
Dad Dow was extremely proud of me in the Most High.
Yeah, that is very true.
The only reason why I went in the military because Dad Dow told me to. He said, you know what you need to do? You need to go in the military. I'm like, I surmise just like y'all did. Wait, you won't tell me to do something you ain't did. But I honor my father.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to say he's on the land that we purchased, and he's right up there. Well, at least his bones is.
Come on.
I just visited my mother again this week right here, me and his kayak. Boy, he talked up a storm on Mama Bell. I can show you a picture 5 years ago when Mama Bell was in the hospital. Looked like it was curtains. Doctors came in. Well, might as well just get ready for funeral arrangements and all of the other stuff. And then you look at her 5 years later, and I'll show you this video with her and this guy. You be like, what the? Just because you're a doctor don't mean you know every damn thing.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Mama Dow, 84 years old.
Hallelujah.
Her mama lived to 96. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
And Sister Johanna, you can't say enough about this sister. Man. And Brother Patrick done had a miracle.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Brother Patrick done had a miracle. I was down there and she said, Pastor, you got to look at this. You got to see this.
Come on.
The doctors can't explain it.
Oh!
His neck, you know how he's got that neural stuff with his spine.
Come on.
And his neck was like that. Man, she said, look at this x-ray right here. You can clearly ask her to see the x-ray tomorrow. Y'all hear me? Just let us know what you need. You good. And then his wife down here the way, man, Johanna, man, she don't even have a certification. She need to have a past certification. She turned around and said, Mama Dallas, she don't need this, don't need that, don't need this, don't need that. That's too much of this, that, that. Now all of my mom's cognitive functions and reason. And
oh,
everything.
Jesus.
Jesus interaction. What really got me more than anything was when, you know, he's got two. He's two. He's falling. And he's over here, fast moving, and all of a sudden, he kicks the table, and she grabs it real like that and catches it real quick.
Come on.
Ooh. Ah, yeah. Come on. Playing for y'all tomorrow.
Yes,
so you can see it. You see it. You go, mind you, 5 years ago, she was sitting there like this in a hospital bed, just about giving up for dead. Done. 84 years old, she looks more healthy now than she did when she was 65, 60.
Oh.
And then Mama Lily in the dead. I mean, I'm sorry, man. It's just appalling to me every morning. Look, it is human outside. I get up and I am just heading up the hill. Mother Lillian is heading down the hill.
Come on.
I say, hey, Mom, she said, I'm getting it in.
Yeah.
Boy, you more than getting it in. You better than these damn fat-ass men around this damn community.
Yeah.
88 years old, and she walks that hill. This hill. Every morning, she's up before 6. And by the time 6 o'clock comes, she's already back down. She walks up it and down it. 88 years. I'm telling you, I'm going to put a monument up here.
Yeah.
It's a shame if you're a man to let a woman do that to you. Mother Lillian, I am so proud of you. You have no idea how proud I am of you. Sister Barbara, she's 62 years old. She'll run from that dining hall, run up that hill all the way to her house. 62 Ooh. Years old. I don't, how old is Mom Bob? Did I tell y'all how I met Mom Barb? I didn't tell y'all. Oh, Jesus. And some of you fat-ass men, you can't even walk to the first curve.
True.
But yet you ready to lead your family and lead Israel. No, you're a piece of shit. Oh, what happened to them?
Are you and I?
Yep.
You and I?
Uh-oh. Hallelujah.
Hey, commercial, Pastor.
Let's go ahead. I need a commercial, man, because it's damn up. The response I'm getting, Jesus. Bring it on in, Michael Israel.
Shalom, shalom, family. Please visit www.straightwaynetwork.com for all up-to-date information about the feast. You have easy access. Just click the peace banner at the top of the homepage. For the saints that are coming, please be mindful that viruses are on the rise around this time of year. While we all trust in the Most High for our health and healing, He has also blessed us with herbs of the field and righteous leadership that promotes taking them. Please go to www.householdherbs.com and stock up on antiviral tinctures. We suggest taking maintenance doses starting 2 weeks prior to the feast, during the feast, and after. Let's make this an enjoyable feast for everyone.
Join Pastor Dow's Patreon here to get all unfiltered. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal.
Yes.
Are we back on?
Every Sabbath night, tune in to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dowdy.
Marriott, having a conference. Hold on.
Yvonne again. This is the second donation from my mother. Bless you, Mama! Now, hold on, let me see. Don't want to throw, I want to throw in something with the second donation. Please pray for salvation and mercy to me and my mother and her children. Sound like mother's already on it. What y'all need to do, because she's an old mama, pay attention to what she's saying. Because you hear it sound like because mama had got you here. Mama's probably saying, you need to listen to that man right now. Y'all think about it. Listen. Y'all told the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, right? So what makes you think that he would choose, in this generation right here, where they have y'all minds so manipulated, why would he choose somebody like me with my type of mouth? And most of y'all people, y'all think I have a type of mouth, but my mouth ain't no different than nobody else's. You don't know people by their speech or their mouth. You know them by fruit.
Yes, sir.
The mouth is here to antagonize you, to check your pride.
Mm-hmm.
Every damn thing you think you are, that ain't dead to.
Good word,
I care about your soul.
Yeah.
Help save your soul out. I don't give a two nickels worth of rat's ass. I still ain't figured out what that is yet, but we'll figure it out. I don't give a two nickels worth of rat's ass what you think it is. I know most of you, there is no way. See, when y'all listen to the translation, y'all think, David said, let me tell you something. If I leave any of these blank, blank, blank that pisses against the wall before the morning, what is he saying? Oh, y'all caught up in translation. And David is a man of the God's own heart. See, you want me to be socially accepted? I can't do that. I'm called of Yah.
Yes, sir.
And this is a wicked and a perverse generation.
Yes, it is.
There's no salt pelling on this. Y'all can't. No.
Cry
if anybody turn around and try to be salt towards y'all, y'all will take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Y'all will run Sodomites right to the kingdom and drop the fowl.
Hey.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
I do thank the Father for where I'm at right now in this juncture of life. Because tell the truth, check it out. I don't know how many people that he could have chosen to do this. Unless they had fruit behind their works, behind their labors. Who else is he going to choose? Who's going to do this? Who? Everybody else too afraid. They too busy worried about what the court of public opinion thinks. They too busy, what my mama think? What they going to say about me? What people going to... Well, you met the wrong man right here. Well, I promise you, I don't give a shit what the world says. Never have, never will. My ass.
Ooh.
Ah!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
The big eye.
Yeah.
Come on. The big eye.
Yeah.
Yes. Focus.
Yeah. That's good.
The only thing I'm trying to do is literally trying to help y'all to discover who you are on the side.
Hallelujah.
You are men.
Yeah.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
You are literally men of Israel. And you have to demand righteousness out of you. But you also have to demand discipline and constraint out of yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be everything that you wasn't to the next generation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to, that motivation has got to inspire you more than the next breath.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
That's what it's got to be about.
Yes,
if it's about you, man, it's going to be sadness and sorrow, defeatism, you're done.
Come on.
But it's about somebody greater than you.
Yes,
you have all the energy.
Yes, sir.
All of the anointing.
Yes,
and the inspiration that you need.
Oh,
to go to the next level and beyond.
Come on, sir.
Life can't be about you.
Come on.
sacrifice.
Yes,
a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Come on.
Set apart.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Come on, man.
Perfect. Will y'all
yes,
be done with your mundane ass self?
Yes,
yes,
sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Y'all praise good, man.
Y'all good.
Only one.
Man. Only one.
Woo-wee.
I know it's got to be something greater than yourself.
Yes.
Come on.
But anyway, we was at a Howard Pittman meeting. Chief Chang, you go that one. You didn't go that one?
Oh!
Mother Carol and a couple other sisters, and they were there with me in Nashville, Tennessee. You know what Sister Barbara kept doing? Magic. She's a librarian. Her husband is a manager of some big box store. And they live in a buku. She kept asking questions. Raise her hand. Ask questions. Raise her hand. She's at this end. I'm sitting at this end. You know what the first thing I said to her? Took a break. They said, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. We met. I said, woman, you need to shut up. That was my first words to her, Aster.
Ooh.
She like,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And we were walking out of the meeting after it was all done, and she come running down the hallway, having bullshit and everything. She's trying to write down all the information and everything. Next thing you know, Mama Barb, Sister Barbara, she gave up 3 children and a husband for this walk.
Mm-hmm.
Way back then, early 2000. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
3 children and a husband. And even still today, none of them don't want nothing to do with it.
Mm.
She chose Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I was sending her a shortwave radio. That's the only way she could hear myself and the other preacher. And her husband would take the shortwave radio, we're talking about hundreds of dollars back then, take it and smash it. And yay, after all these many years, she lived in conditions like all of them. She has now a house of bed to be able to accommodate the saints, everything, but she has been faithful. Just when all you think that you've given up something, you ain't given up not a damn thing. You don't even know what the test of y'all is. We got old timers in this ministry that have lost. Teacher Shane, when he first came into this, I mean, damn, we were just coming home from Sabbath, wasn't he? He come home, next thing you know, at the time you had 3, right?
Yeah.
3 toddlers, little bitty babies. One was just born. Wife took off, gone. 25 years done passed, 20 years done passed, never seen one of them. He went to the graduation of his daughter, right? Didn't even get a chance to talk to her. Don't even tell me about sacrifice and commitment. Many, you don't even know what it means to serve God. But I heard Messiah say, unless a man forsake all that he has, all that I had was, I feel like no at the time. I got my wife, got my children, got teacher Shane, mom and dad. That was it. That's all I had. Unless a man forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. And you try to hold on to these wicked-ass people that hate Yah and so-called love you.
Wow.
Man, that's a damn oxymoron, man.
I mean,
I mentioned that both those statements even conflicted.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How? There is no life without Jesus.
Amen.
The one that created you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say you can love these people, but you can't love him. Man, you a liar. Focus. Focus. Bring it in. Hold it in now. See, you've been sold a bill of goods all your day life, but when you come to the truth and you marry to this truth, right? The question comes, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Some a job, some family, some career, some husband, some wife, some children. And you think that this little temporary life is eternity. And then you got all these critics out here that want to be judges of us, but yet you can't get none of them to come out from behind the veil of the video or their little safety. You know how many PK children I got in this ministry? PK. I learned that. Well, that was a new one. PK. Pastor kids. That's what they call them. And not a one of them will come out. Warriors! Come out and play! That's what he said, Pastor Donald. We done went unhinged. I learned it from a movie, though. You know what I mean? They won't come out and play. Come on out and play. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion.
I mean, hallelujah.
It's about saving souls alive.
Yeah.
It's about his kingdom. Ain't got a damn thing to do with you or I, period.
There you go.
We are nothing more than ambassadors to the kingdom.
Yeah.
We're here to make sure his will get accomplished.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Okay, give you one talent, three talent, five talent. We're here to increase his talent.
Yes.
And then get the reward at the end.
Yeah.
But until then, we labor in the vineyard.
Yes, sir. Good word, sir.
Boy, ain't y'all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost down all the way. Are you serious? Does it seem like we've been here that long?
No.
What verse you in?
12.
Read verse 12, let's read on.
Do not let her parade her beauty before any man.
You hear that? And what do most women want to do today? Hey, you know what the beauty today is in 2023, right? Your ass. The size of an ass. A woman thinks that her turd cutter is a damn beauty. You cutting turds.
Yep.
And that's your beauty.
Come on.
A damn turd cutter. You shitting me? Man, we gotta be better than that, man. Shit deposit. We gotta be better than that. Sure, we gotta be better.
Awesome.
The damn holy grail of today is an ass. Are you? According to scripture, I thought it was the woman.
Ooh.
Ooh, real good fertile field.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on,
Chef.
A field that can be tilled and plowed. to focus, man.
Yes.
Come on, Chef. The devil been using the woman from the beginning, still using her now.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He know what the lust of your flesh want.
Yes, sir.
We gonna start looking for quality.
Yes, sir. Oh.
More than spirituality.
Yeah.
A woman that fear Yah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
one that's the one is greatly to be praised.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I keep telling you, I mean, listen, men, y'all listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stop slinging this seed all over the damn place.
Yes, sir.
Stop that shit. You better guard your seed.
Yes, sir.
You don't want your seed in wicked-ass land.
No, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
Well, Pastor, now we don't know. At the time, everything looks good. You ain't got no responsibility over that. You got to make sure that she's an Israelite. Vet, try, do every damn thing you can.
Yes, sir.
And you better make sure your ass is an Israelite.
I mean,
yes,
sir.
True? Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. That's good. I'm telling you right now, man, when I look at my little son in the sky, matter of fact, I gotta bust him up a bit more too because of him. Nah, I need to get my size. What is it about his size, man? They see these little babies. I'm gonna tell y'all problem is, your heart is wicked.
Come on.
Y'all look at these little babies. They little babies. They don't let them. Beep, 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 beep. Whoop them. Beep, 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 beep. Put the rod to them. Beep, 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 beep. So you need a rod.
Believe
me. We ain't a wussuit. First thing to be saying. You don't want to set up here and raise a nation of bastards.
Yes, sir.
Where they're despising the council. First of all, number one, of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Man, by divine fiat, the Most High Yah, man has made you, now, he gave you dominion over the whole earth.
Yes, yeah.
And when you lost that, he had you to depend on him to still have dominion over the spiritual realm, and you don't know how to do that.
Wow.
How much more can y'all do? That's why he said, I'm not doing it for you. None of you. I'm doing it for my name. Just because I said.
Yes,
that's what we forget. Every single one of us better remember.
Yes,
the only reason why we're redeemed,
yes,
the only reason why we're saved,
yes,
is because y'all kept his word.
Yes,
word. Come on.
Yes,
man. Oh,
man.
So just when you think you something and you hit it, you high mind your thing is inflated and stuff, you better realize real quick you ain't nothing.
There you go.
I'm just here to remind you.
Yeah,
all right, here we go again. Let's see what we got here. Got a donation. Mr. J for the Elohim. Every word coming out of Pastor Dow. Every word coming out of the mouth of Pastor Dow is like a mirror being held up to all the faces of us that's been misguided by this pagan religion, Christianity. Everything Pastor Dow has put his hand to produce is good fruit. Man, that's spot on.
Hallelujah.
That's spot on. That's why we say all praise to the Most High Yah.
All praise to the Most High Yah.
And we'll continue to keep singing and praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
When I finish the work day, I come here and I say, my Father, thank you for giving me strength.
Come on!
Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
Come on!
I'll tell you how I do it.
Yeah.
If I ask him for something,
I
have learned to give him thanks.
Yeah!
Y'all need to hear me. A lot of times we pray and we ask him for something. Father, can you please? Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. How about Father? You already know what I have need of.
Come on.
Before I even ask. But I am going to literally put these words out there and communicate that I know that you know what I have need of. Father, I need thee.
Come on,
Seth. every hour I need thee. Anybody don't need him?
Yes.
Cast me not, O Savior, I come to thee. I've learned in the midst of prayer, all the slightest things that I ask for, I ask and then I give thanks. With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Listen, y'all know me. I got there's some songs in these archives right here. Kind of like them old vinyl records. Load up and they all run and they go.
Hallelujah. Always have a
For real. There's a song in my heart. Can't live without it.
Can't
live without it. When the radio's off, gotta have a song.
Gotta have a song.
Yes, sir.
When there's nothing else on, gotta have a song.
Yes, sir.
When there's nobody else around you but you and God,
come on!
Gotta have a song.
Got to.
Come on. Gotta have a song in your heart.
Yes,
sir.
David said, oh, I had to encourage.
I'll tell you, my whole life, his whole life, is all dedicated to Israel.
Oh.
It's just that we're going to show y'all to the fire, though. We're going to be here, but we're going to still put your ass through the fire. And shit ain't going to happen your way.
Yes, sir.
Elder Rupert says, the music never stops in my... Sing it on, Elder. Sing it on. Sing it on. Can y'all imagine all the songs I got, man? How many time I spent singing with him.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh! You may look for me and I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. And you may look for me and I'll be there. Oh, glory to his name. And you may look for me and I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. And you may look for me and I'll be there. Oh, glory to his name. Hey! And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown.
Hey!
We shall wear a crown.
Hey!
We shall wear a crown.
Oh!
When the battle's over,
hey!
We shall wear a crown.
In the new Jerusalem.
Wear a crown. We in beast mode. where it warns a woman against a man. Just one place. Just one place. Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and admit it. This is a feminism that hates y'all, Jezebel.
Yeah.
This is against y'all kingdom.
Yep.
Satan.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't get my mind. Let me tell y'all something. America is a serious, strong delusion and a deception. Because the rest of the world, they don't do shit like the way we do it over here. Us Israelites, we don't do stuff like this over here. That's why we're set apart.
Yeah.
That's why we're separated.
Yeah.
That's why we live a quiet and as much as possible.
Yeah.
A quiet and peaceful life.
Yeah.
We're not seeking for the glory of this world. Don't need the glory of this world.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. There is not going to be no glory like the glory of the King.
Oh! Hallelujah. Come on,
and you people thinking, what you should thank y'all for is you did have a small foundation to stand on the ledge,
yes,
of some conviction of y'all. You didn't know that y'all was going to bring you this way. Because this way is despised and rejected. But nobody, they don't love you this way.
Right. Yes, sir.
Think about your own natural family. Come on.
Yep.
I give testimony just in this room right here. They think y'all crazy.
Yes.
Come on, be
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet and still, they will not investigate.
Wow.
Wow. The same book.
Man.
Pull my Bible in.
Mm-hmm.
The same book you.
Pull my Bible, man.
Give me that one right there.
That'll do.
This one?
Yeah.
The same book you pick up, when you start talking about this, they will not open it at all. You know why?
Sure.
Because the spirit of Antichrist is in it.
Wow.
Ooh. Somebody love y'all. You don't, man. You don't feel it. You love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Your word.
Yeah. Oh.
Have I hit you?
Oh.
Jesus.
No.
Have I
not? Oh.
Yeah. Your word is like a lamp unto
yeah.
my feet. And a light unto my path.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Thy righteousness is
everlasting,
and thy law is the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth.
Yeah.
Thy word.
Oh, yeah.
They can go on.
Yeah.
Find out. They don't hate you.
Yeah.
Jesus said it. Don't you marvel.
Yeah.
If they hate you. Y'all need to remember that, though.
Yes, sir.
Don't you marvel. Don't you think it's some amazing things other day. But if they hate you, Jesus said it. They hated me before they hated you.
Yes,
so let them get the riches of this world.
Yes,
enjoy them. Enjoy them all that you can. Independent of y'all. But you're going to spend a long time.
Oh.
A very long
time. Yeah.
Yes, paying for it.
Yeah.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
So we forsake anything, we really truly, in the grand scheme, we really truly gave up that.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Come on, Chef.
Look, he's just testing us.
Yeah.
You have these little menial things. He on the couch about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's him. That's him.
Yes, sir. And he tells you, let's a man forsake all the other.
Yeah.
Rich young man, he go away softly. What? Softly? What do you got? Great riches. Great. So how your riches are faring for you right now.
Come on,
2,000 years later, how your riches are faring
for you.
Wow. That's why I keep saying, we got to bring it in rights of perspective. What in the hell have you ever given up? Zero.
Yes, sir.
Come and on, I'll go back to it again. And I will give you pastors.
Yes, sir.
According to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and
understanding.
Brothers, is there not a book? Is there not a lot of books in this book? Come on. This whole office pretty much consists of what? Books. Yeah, am I telling the truth? So what good is it to have all the knowledge of this book, yet you have no understanding? I hope y'all hear me. I truly,
yes,
truly hope y'all hear me.
Yes,
Deacon Samuel. Teach you, go to Luke 17:10. Read on. Come on with it, brother. Come on, son.
Better is the wickedness of a man than a woman who does good.
Y'all know how long I stayed on one of that video.
Yes, sir.
I can't get past that. Men, no matter, we always got fingers pointed at us how wicked we are. The Bible says, our wick better. Over here they look. They churlishness. You know what they're doing, right? They're trying to water it down. Because what the hell? We never saw a word like that. But better is the wickedness of a
man.
I don't care what wickedness y'all ever done. I don't care what y'all ever done. Your wickedness is better. This is some serious stuff.
I'm gonna say it.
Believe the book. And this is what Mama Nelly gave me. She nailed that.
Yes.
Bam!
Yes, that was amazing.
She like took a hammer and just boom!
Yes, sir.
Mama Nelly hammered it. Ooh,
yes,
she
sir.
Nailed that.
Yes, sir.
With a righteous nail, too.
Yes, sir.
She tried to take the damn nail and drive it through the iron.
Yes.
And she did it. She said, I don't care how wicked you ever perceive a man to be, it is nothing compared to a woman.
Yep.
But yet still, we live in a generation of society where all fingers are pointed to us.
Amen.
That's safe.
Yes, sir.
That's straight up safe.
Yes, sir.
I remind my child all the time, listen, I'm the one that's creating the image of y'all.
Yes, sir.
I don't hear what your damn mind got to say.
Come on, son.
You get your mind on my frequency. Woo!
Yes,
I know I'm right because I have a track record of my life.
Yes.
My name is written down.
Hallelujah.
You want to make sure your name written down, you're going to follow me.
Oh!
Ain't no bullshit, huh?
Yes, sir.
I mean. Come on, T.
Yes, sir.
Come on, T.
Wow.
So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things.
Concrete Hebraic, right? We got to stick with that one word. Done all of those things. Action. That proceed of what you say you know.
Yeah.
When you have done. God, listen, not to hear about the
good
words.
Yes, sir.
Show me your faith without works. I'll show you my faith by my words. Again, concrete. Hebraic. Do. You know what's amazing about? We have no strength to do anything we don't want to do. But when it's something we want to do, all of a sudden we manufacture all the strength in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes,
when it's something we don't want to do, I got every medical excuse. My hair has arthritis. Hot shit. I can't do it. I cannot do it. My damn toenail needs an intravenous injection. I just can't do it. But when it's something we want to do.
Heaven
and earth, man. That's true. Woo! Say it again.
Israel,
stop the hypocrisy. Just stop. Please stop. I am begging you. Please stop. Read on, Zeke.
So likewise you, when you have you. Shall have done all these things which are commanded you, that we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
That's all I'll be saying. I mean, many times y'all ever hear people, oh, he bragging? Whoa. Bragging only comes into play when you claiming to do something you can't do. When it's something you can do, I've never seen a person brag on what they can do.
Yes, sir.
They just simply tell you, I whoop your ass. Y'all ain't never seen these people. They have all the answers for everything. They're great. They're grandiose. They all of this. And Israelite don't brag. He just states facts.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to take place. Period. Why? We're Israel.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
How big y'all think that Tony Harvin is? I don't think he is at all, man. I couldn't even do that in a good conscience. You know what I mean? It was amazing how they, all of a sudden they all done faded away, right? And you notice Gino, don't you think that Pastor Dow forgot about you and your coward ass and all you damn wicked ass First Church? You're some sorry, weak ass people. Bring the hell. Don't bring Gino. Bring your biggest, baddest ass man up in front of Pastor Dow. Bring him up in front of me. I don't want to see no little 60-year-old man. Hell no. Y'all sorry, man. It's just sad. Stop the game. Stop talking tough. You ever notice the only thing they deal with is elementary doctrine? Stuff that should have been done laid aside a long, long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Let's get into deep things of y'all. Y'all could be delivered up there. Doing great miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Yahshua. Well, you find out that your pastor is a piece of shit. He ain't worth a damn. All he does is a bunch of this. And Pastor Dow called his punk card. Pulling it hard. I had to put that in there for a minute. Anyway, back on where we were. Read on, McDowell. Let's finish this. Hey, Israel, we love y'all. We truly do. Looking forward to the feast. So we're about, what's today? The 25th, right? Man. So we're 3 weeks away. A little under 3 weeks. Feast of blowing the trumpet. That's going to be a beauty.
Ooh. I mean, indeed.
The road's going to be mad at us again because we done went all the way to the inner. That's a whole, y'all know from the front gate to the Israel is 1 mile.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to say it again. Mother Lillian walked that whole thing.
Oh, really?
Sorry, brothers. I'm sorry. I can't do it. She walked an 88-year-old woman. 88-year-old woman. Last year she was 87. Yes, highly impressive. Mother Lillian walked the whole entire, I'm telling you, man, I love you, Mother. Man, I love you. She loves y'all.
I love you.
She only got a few more years left and she goes. She just want to get it right with y'all. She's striving. She's here. She's doing it. Not only that, naturally, spiritually, she's doing it.
Amen.
When you get that old, you find out life, it ain't all about this damn foolishness. This is folly. No, for real, is it not?
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling y'all, men, listen to me. Listen to Pastor Dow. If you can learn this thing at a young age, you don't have to deal with all this drama.
Yes, sir.
You don't need all this chaos. You don't need nobody in your life more masculine than you or dominant than the fuck. You don't need it. Listen, y'all is all about peace. Why fight and why? For what? Believe what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
Now, am I talking to every man? Hell no, I'm not talking to every man. I'm only talking to righteous men.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Now let's finish it, man. Let's bring it on. We've been bringing it home for a long time. You still ain't got there yet.
It is woman who brings shame and disgrace.
Oh, no, it's a man.
Ooh.
It's got to be a man.
Woman.
A woman who's created the image of man, but man created the image of God. So it's got to be the man.
Woman.
Remember before that, everything you can do and even count as wickedness is nothing compared to the wickedness of a woman. Mama Nelly told you. She told you. What she said was, listen, even when we're thinking on something, we're only thinking about ourselves. We're not thinking about you. Yeah. We're trying to figure out, where can I get an advantage? Where can I get a gain? And use the man to do it. Because, Eve, we know we don't have the power, we don't have might, we don't have strength, but we do have manipulation. Mm. We do have coercion. We know how to act like we're interested in your way, but we're only seeking to do our way. Man, Mama Nelly, she, again, so it's a hammer. Bam! Hey, and by the way, none of y'all young women, don't come talk to Mama Nelly, because she's going to tell you, matter of fact, I ain't even got to worry about it. You ain't going to come talk to her. Because she's going to tell you what you don't want to hear. That's why every Sabbath, she is at peace. Because you don't want your damn face she got to say, because she's going to light you up. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mama Nelly, 52 years old, man. Come on. Hey, everybody still in the house?
Yeah.
What happened to everybody? We still in the house?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. Father, forget this video. Oh, it's power. Oh, free. Yeah. Sure. They still there. Good. Abigail, how you doing over there in Puerto Rico? Abigail, how are you doing in Puerto Rico? I'm trying to hear from you, darling. A defibrillator must came up. I'm trying to hear from Abigail right now. Glory to the King. Israel, hey, night's getting far spent. We can only hope. It's been an edification for y'all, every single one of you. I understand, yes, sir. I'm asking how you doing in Puerto Rico. Yes, sir. How you doing? Jesus. Don't worry about it. I know you got one of my child's numbers, so we'll try to get one of them to contact you tomorrow, okay? Israel, I'm serious. We are literally a dying breed in this generation. We need the righteousness of God. And we need to stick to it. Believe what the word says, live by it. Remember, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of Yahweh Elohim. Glad to see you doing okay, Abigail. Stay in touch. Y'all enjoying tonight's broadcast? Okay? Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get y'all feel?
Yes, sir.
Y'all won't let them slip? No. Make sure y'all revisit it. Make sure it don't slip.
Yes, sir.
This stuff that you play when you're going down the road.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. No matter what we do in life, Jesus has to be exalted.
Yes.
don't ever forget our name is written down because of him.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever forget these words, because remember these damn shysters, these hoaxers, these liars. They took these dang books out of the original 1611 so we couldn't read them. They didn't want y'all to hear them. These lying deceivers. They don't want y'all to hear them. Man. All right. Oh, by the way, El Rufus, man, I ain't had enough time to contact you, but within the next week or two, we're going to North Carolina. So y'all will see me and Elder. We're going to be on the road to North Carolina before the feast. All right. We'll lock it down, Elder, let you know when we hit. Let you know our plan of attack, how we're going to do it, but we're on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Truth is, I can't wait to get on the road again. Israel, just get behind the message. And let us grow in y'all. And more than anything, focus on the children, the generations coming behind us. Some of us are 50, 40, and 30 years old. We're that old, but we don't know nothing. We ain't been raised right. But you have people in front of you that got this message. They get it. They only want to see you advance to that level.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Stop being mundane.
I've been trying to keep on saying it over and over again.
Stop it. Grow in grace. Grow in knowledge.
Yes, sir.
We can do this. Y'all gave us this Holy Spirit to do it.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Believe what the scriptures say. I don't know how much more honest you can get.
Yes,
just believe what they say. Men, I'm sorry, but you ain't more wicked than a woman. I mean, you look at your own wickedness, go, good God of mercy. Your wickedness don't even compare. You ain't even in the same league. Not even the same part. Especially y'all fearing men that love y'all.
Yes, sir.
You need to learn how to love and lead at the same time.
Yes,
most men can't find the balance in that. But you can do it. I believe y'all can do it. You got faith in it. Love and lead at the same time. All right, Israel. You got a last word to teach? Anything? All right. So we just said, hey, we bless you all. The sweet person is strong. And we'll see y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I keep looking at the board just to make sure I ain't missing nothing. Day of Atonement. Saturday night. Yeah. We bless y'all. Sweet person strong. Victorious mighty overcoming name. Our soon coming king. Y'all sure the Hamas yet. Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. See y'all tomorrow morning. Y'all pray for us and we pray for you. The king is coming. Come on with it, Mike.
Yeah. I want to like that.